Okay, good evening, everyone.
This is N2NOV, November 2, November Oscar Victor is the call, and the name is Charles from Staten Island in New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners that have heard on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for all of those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that you can tune into from KC all the way up to light and everything else in between, except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio on these frequencies at any other time during the week. So we're going to talk about who's on these various frequencies that you tune into on a shortwave radio or a scanner or a satellite dish receiver or any other type of receiver that you have. What type of traffic we pass on there. Tips on how to understand what's going on. New changes that are coming along as far as frequency usage. Different types of technology. Where you can find information in book form and internet and magazines. Anything to help the hobby become more enjoyable for you. We have some basic ground rules for this net. One, you should pick one of the dozen repeaters of this link repeater system that's closest to where you are. And you can find that list at the website for the repeater system at www.n2row.net. As you're checking in on the air, we ask that you give your call sign, name, and location, and please also indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, as you're checking in, please say, no traffic. This way, we know to go on to the next person. If you're not able to get into the repeaters, either because of technical difficulties, you may be out of range, not enough power, or you may not even have your amateur radio license yet and you're listening on a scanner, you can still participate. We have an email address, and that email address is nyvxa@yahoo.com. And throughout the net, that email address will be checked periodically to see if there's any messages in there to be passed along to the rest of the group on the air. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-in. Please space it out. This way everybody can get checked in, and we don't have people stepping on each other. This is N2NOV.
Good evening. WA2SQQ, Bob, in Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Yeah, no traffic, and we will be checking email.
K2GLW, Gordon in Manhattan, no traffic.
Pick you up then.
Okay, you have to make the adjustment. All right, anybody else? Okay, we'll go with what we have and pick up additional check-ins later on. So first, let's see what's coming to the email since last week. WA2FQQ at 108.
Charlie, how are you? Good evening to everybody. Another week in the beginning of Fleet Week. One interesting post this afternoon, although I've been listening and I haven't heard anything, that the flotilla of boats and aircraft traffic was using 277.8. I assume that it was just this afternoon because the frequency is quiet, but I've gotten a few emails and things that people have been asking, do we know any active frequencies for anything to do with Fleet Week, so hopefully you might have something. I'm not aware of it yet. As far as email goes, let's see, we got one check-in, Joe from Wallington checking in on the email, and that's it for the moment. So that, and I've been playing around with that new program that was mentioned last week, BC Tool, for the 996 and 396. It's a fantastic little program for free. So if any of you are using the 396 or the 996 and you don't want to pay the money to Butel, you might want to check out bctool.org, download the free program. The only thing that I've found so far that it will not do, I use a USB to RS-232
converter,
and what I found is that it's not seeing my USB converter, so I actually have to convert using a serial cable. I might be doing something wrong, I'm really not 100% sure, but at face value, that's about the only thing that I saw so far. Otherwise, it's a very, very full-featured program, and the price is certainly right. Back to you, Charlie. I'll be watching the email. WA2FQQ.
Yeah, I don't know whether it was Mark, NIQO, or somebody else was saying something either about that program or another one, trying to use one of those USB to serial adapters, that the software was not going high enough in COM port numbers. Like, I think the adapter was like COM port 8 and the software only went to 6 or something like that. I'm not sure whether it's that software or another one, but that might be something you want to look at.
That's exactly what's happening, except my my adapter runs at COM port 4, and this program is only seeing 1 and 2, so there's obviously something there that's not talking. I'm not quite sure what, but I'm just kind of playing with it, and when I get a chance, I'm going to send the guy that wrote this an email and ask him.
Yeah, good idea. Maybe he's got an idea of where to peek at it. You know, maybe some type of setting that you have to do, or something you've got to build into the code to be a little more aware of things like USB adapters. I know Mark looked at it after the net last week and expressed great pleasure in what he was saying. So, looks like people are on to things. And I can't wait to get my 986. And thanks for the email, Bob.
Yeah, no problem, Charlie. I've been doing a lot of updating. In fact, while I have it, let me just make a comment here about that. For a very brief period of time, I was subscribing to Radio Reference, so that you can download the files directly from them, and it lapsed, and I haven't renewed it. Really haven't seen the need for it at the moment. But for those of you who are using any of Butel's software, I actually came up with a very easy way to be able to capture data from Radio Reference and put it into your scanner.
What you want to do is you open up your Butel software, okay, and go to radio reference and do a capture of the talk group number and the description and, you know, and so on. Just copy it and paste it into Excel, okay? And then all you do is just make sure that the columns are arranged in the same order that Butel's is. You can sit there and you can do a sort, you can change the descriptions or do whatever you want. And then once you get the data the way you want it, simply copy it from Excel and paste it right into Butel, because it's a spreadsheet, you know, spreadsheet to spreadsheet. And it's a snap. It works 1, 2, 3. I mean, I did all three of the New Jersey police, state police systems in about 15 minutes. Just copied them, pasted them, brought them into Excel, changed the description, shortened them up, pasted them in, and boom, and away you go. So if you have Excel and you know how to use it, very easy tool to import data. And the other thing you can do, if you have your files already in Excel, you can just simply you know, sort them and do whatever you want, and then again copy them right from Excel and paste them right into Butel and load them right into your radio. So Excel now becomes a frequency management tool as well. Works very well. Back to you, Charlie.
Wasn't one of the first programs for the Bearcat 235 or 245, wasn't that Excel based as well about 10 years ago?
It actually was. It's very easy to use it. So Excel is a very powerful program. I mean, you know, if you know how to use like auto filters on it. A lot of people don't realize what you can do with it, and I'm learning more and more that you know, if you use it, if you want to sort frequencies or you want to find stuff, it's a very easy format to use, and it's very portable, and that you can import and export it to most programs.
When I taught Excel programming back in the 90s, it was amazing what it could do then, and it's grown even more since. All right, thanks a lot, Bob. And again, if you're not able to get in to the repeater, drop an email at ydxa@yahoo.com. Okay, let's see. I haven't seen anybody else here with traffic tonight, so I'll pass on a couple of things. Hang on a second. Okay, first, this morning at 5:43 a.m. Eastern Time, Intelsat launched the Galaxy 18 satellite from the sea launch site in the middle of the Pacific. That's actually a launch platform that floats, and it's been quite successful getting a lot of birds up in the air. Galaxy 18 is going to be parked at 123 degrees west longitude and is supposed to be able to send programming to the U.S., Central America, Puerto Rico, and Hawaii. Which bands they're going to use and which services are going to go up there, don't know yet. What I would suggest is that everybody check out Lingsat, LYNGSAT.com, and when they finally turn it on and test it, I'm sure somebody will be posting some information on there. Lingsat.com is a great site to learn about all sorts of different satellites. With C-band, KU-band, direct TV types, Dish Network, XM, shows you what programming, so what transponders, what frequencies they use, what type of transmission mode it is. You can get a real education just visiting that website if you want to learn more about the satellites that broadcast to businesses and homes for either radio or TV. The second piece I have, if you remember a couple of months ago, it was passed along to us that EMS radios were going to start having banks in their radios, and their XPS 3500 banks for the police department. One bank would have Manhattan and Bronx precincts in there. Another bank would have Brooklyn and Staten Island. And a third one would have Queens. And it'd be a citywide, all sorts of different things. Well, it looks like whatever testing is over, because the process of programming or reprogramming all the radios for EMS, both the city EMS workers, the volunteer ambulances, and the hospitals that work with them, all that is supposed to be done sometime in July. Now, as we discussed before, the EMS people are not to use the police frequencies in the radio, except if it's an emergency and they cannot reach their own dispatcher. So they're first to go to the precinct frequency that they are operating in, and if they can't do that, they go to the citywide channel. What's interesting is that channel 16 in every single one of the banks is going to be citywide 1, NYPD citywide 1. So if you're listening to police citywide 1 and you hear an EMS unit come up on it, you know there's something going on. Latest notes that I got, there will be three banks that will not be the regular officers or EAC workers radio, but only in the officers, tenants, captains, people of that nature. And those three banks are going to be the FDNY Fireground listing and the Patrol Borough frequency for NYPD and Transit Bureau frequencies, all on UHF. So the rumor that the transit frequencies on UHF is possibly not happening, not true if they're going to put this in the list now. And the last bank is going to be NYPD citywide interops and different EMS command channels in there. So go to n2nlb.net, pull up the listing for FDNY/EMS-HT channel layout, and you'll see everything right there. Okay, time is now 9:20. Let's stand by for any additional check-ins. Also, if you're not able to get in, drop an email at nydxa@yahoo.com. This is N2NLB with the shortwave scanner listener sent. I'm going to stand by for additional check-ins before continuing.
This is W2LIE. K2ACF
checking in.
Query.
Two Tango Alpha Tango checking in.
Okay, I've got W2LID, A2ACF at land station. You cut off in the beginning, so key up and pause a second before you give a call.
Yeah, that's KC2, Tango Alpha Tango.
Okay, KC2, Tango Delta or Alpha?
That's Alpha, Tango Alpha Tango.
Okay, got it. Anybody else? Okay. Well, let's continue with the list. W2LIE, I understand you had some fleet week related stuff going on this morning. Bob mentioned the 277.8 frequency. So what's cooking out there in Napa?
Getting out of the loop on that one. You got a refresher memory on that. I have a one-track mine tonight called Air Show. Arrivals will be starting tomorrow. Looks like the Blue Angels will be in town, landing Republic, approximately 9:15. The jets come in, followed by Stat Albert right away at 9:20. And as some of the other smaller acts, quote-unquote, will be coming in also. Friday at around noon, I believe, or 9 a.m., pretty sure it's 9 a.m., the F-22 comes in also. And that's going to be landing at Islip Airport. So practicing will be on at Jones Beach Friday, so if you want to go down and see a free show, head down to Jones Beach for an all-day thing, or you can hang out in Fermi Public Airport, but should be a good time. W2LIE.
Okay, Phil. Well, you might want to explain Fat Albert. Some people may not understand exactly what that is or who that is. Well, we know who it is in the cartoon, but why don't you explain what type of aircraft that is?
The pop quiz, huh? Fat Albert is the Blue Angels C-130 aircraft. Basically, it totes around. Follows the fleet around. I guess to carry supplies and the rest of the crew, ground comms and all that is what I'm assuming from place to place. Actually, I got another list here. It looks like the F-18 is going to solo. They have some rides going on. It looks like at 8:30, 10 o'clock, and 11:30. I would guess that is tomorrow. And there may be some practice also at 1 p.m. tomorrow. But there's also, I'm looking around too, there's a website called longislandaviation.info. And they got some good information on there as far as time and schedule.
Excellent. I'm going to go check that out. And even living out here on Staten Island, those planes are up. You can hear them from quite a distance. Which brings me to an email I received earlier this evening from Matt, KC2LBC, over in Hoboken. He said that somebody passed along this message to him, saying we may be too far for any of us to hear anything, but then again, who knows how far north they may travel during their exercise. Well, typically when planes are up, about 20 to 35,000 feet, their traffic can be heard about 200 miles away. So the message he got was, quote, Falcon's Virgo exercise scheduled for late tonight, May 21st, beginning at 23:45, and into tomorrow morning, 5:22 at 6 a.m. The exercise comprises of a series of training flights held in coordination with the FAA, the National Capital Region Command Center, Washington, D.C., the Joint Air Defense Operations Center, Civil Air Patrol, and NORAD. So it's quite possible we may be able to hear some of the military aircraft up on UHF from the Washington, D.C., Maryland area. So if you're up at 11:45 tonight and able to stay up late or, who knows, up all night until 6 a.m., and hear some of this.
For any particular frequencies?
Nope. Best bet is to go to Jersey Mill Air. They have a bunch of stuff. Okay, let's
K2ATM. You had a question, Todd?
It came up www.state.nj.us/military/air. Is that what you're talking about?
Sorry, I think we doubled. What was the question?
Yes, Charlie, I think there's another station in there requesting info with the site on the military aircraft. I'll let him take it, and then I'll come back on.
Website's www.state.nj.us/military/air. Is that the link that I'm supposed to be at?
Oh, New Jersey Milair? No. Well, there's a link on my website, but this guy in New Jersey puts this up. It's go to hometown.aol.com/Jersey Milair, one word, JerseyMilKair. But there's a link towards the bottom of my website, s1ov.net.
All right, copy that. I'm on his website right now. There's many frequencies listed here. I wouldn't even know which one to put in. There's so many of them. Yeah, most of these frequencies, they're low VHF, and they're also in the 300s and the 200s, which I don't even have on this radio, so I probably wouldn't even be able to listen to it. There's so many different frequencies here.
Well, if you don't have a radio that does 225 to 400 megahertz, you might have one that does 138 to 144. And I would say put into search range and make the step rate 12.5 kilohertz, because that's the new step rate for all military and federal government on VHF and UHF is 12.5 kilohertz. So put the lower limit at 138, the upper limit at 144, and just let it search. Some of it may be in AM mode, probably most of it is plain, but once in a while FM mode pops up.
Alright, copy that. Is there anything in particular that I should be looking at here? Because there's like many different frequencies here, a lot, there's like over 100 of them. You know, is there a certain frequency that I should be on to try to listen to this tonight?
Well, considering that NORAD's part of this operation, I would say make sure you put those in. Civil Air Patrol, there's a listing on the New York City message board on my website under Federal. I think it's Federal. Federal or Military. That has the Civil Air Patrol and the new Coast Guard Auxiliary frequencies. And different frequencies. Hear it. Anyway. So start up with NORAD, then follow up with Civil Air Patrol, and see if you get anything for Northeast Air Defense, the end. That should give you a good start.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on his frequency, on his website right now, and he has listings here for NORAD blue frequencies. He has VHF channel. VHF channel is commonly referred to as push or Victor. He has 108 ARW squadron force control. You know, there's a bunch of stuff here, so I guess I would go through the NORAD blue frequencies.
Yeah, whichever one your radio can tune into, because as you can see, there are a lot of them that start with 200, 300 megs. So if you don't have a radio that tunes them in, you know, don't worry about it. But if you put your VHF radio into search, just let it search and sit there with a pen and a piece of paper, copy down the frequencies that it stopped on. And then you can go reference back to the website to see who they are.
All All right, copy that. So I'll be scanning VHF, I guess, tonight around 11:45, like you said, see if I come up with anything, you know. I'll definitely write them down and check, you know, what frequencies they are. All right, thanks for the information. I'll give it back to the to net control, KC2FYH. I'll be on this side over here.
Okay, let us know what you hear. And, you know, who knows, maybe discover something new. All right, Todd, K2ATM, over to you. And to one of them.
Yeah, I heard you made mention about the EMS radios being programmed by July. In that list, I was just wondering, do you have their information just that they're dispatched the way it looks? I know they have a lot of frequencies in the 477 and the 478 area. Is that going to change, or you just have stuff for the TV?
That's a good question. At this point, it doesn't look like it's changing, but we're not sure how the new frequency is going to be used in the 482 and 483 range that the DWIT is testing now. I don't know if any of them are going to go to EMS. If it does, does it mean that they're going to have to reprogram these radios all over again? Or are they already putting in the new frequencies? I don't have that information. I just have channel names, not the frequencies. I would have to assume right now it's whatever the current. This would be a change. Well, so I do know that they've been testing the trunking part of the system. They do it UHF trunking system. In fact, this afternoon, I think it stopped on 4235 something, and it was a constant data channel, a trunking data channel, and somebody was playing with the audio level of the trunking data, because you can hear the deviation go up and down as they were tweaking it. And this went on for like half an hour.
Okay. With the transit loop, they were testing for a while, like they do with some days they'll work on it, and then they go back when they feel like it. It sounds like when I monitor them from week to week, I haven't heard them in the last 2 weeks. It was interesting. It was also testing in the B25 mode on 470-8875, unrelated to the assigned frequencies. I guess they were just testing the base station. The digital portion worked. I don't know when that's going to go up and running, but the last I heard they were testing in Manhattan and in Queens underground, they had the radio test out.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what their plans are, because like you said, sometimes they're working on it, sometimes they're not. And it seems to be hit or miss thing. But they may be running into snags, so they've got to coordinate another piece of the project first before they can continue. You know, all we can do is observe and report to each other. You know they're not going to say anything.
One other thing I noticed, one note, was working one night in for the hospital Department of Corrections. I was in the truck, I was pulling out the note, one of the COs got off the van. It appears to be at a quick glimpse that they had a Vertex radio. I noticed the orange button on the top of the radio. So it looks like they may be starting to roll over to the Vertexes like the NYPD.
Well, that's possible. Or PD's doing something else and giving them their old one that they already played with. Yeah, it's one of the things that's going on in the city over the past few years is not that they're buying into one particular model of radio over another, it's that they have a bunch from different vendors and different models. And they're just running them through their paces. You know, they're not ready to decide, okay, this is the model we're going to use, or, you know, let's roll out another 40,000 units of this. they're scattered all over the place.
Well, most of the divisions now, since we have the vertexes in place, all of Queens have that I know for sure. Brooklyn South had it, now Brooklyn North they rolled over, so it looks like the patrol portion of it's using it, and the bosses are using like the VX-800, so it looks like it's going to be uniform vertex for all.
Yeah, I've seen the smaller radios that the captains and above have. First my saw was at the New York City Marathon 2 years ago. Up at the Verrazano Bridge. They were all standing on the side of the plaza waiting for the race to start, and I noticed what radios they had. But, you know, whether that's the one that they eventually go with, who knows? You know, they don't like carrying the big brick, and even when the, even the patrol officers would carry the sabers, they would bend the antennas over. In fact, I've even seen that on some of the Vertex radios they have. The officers bend the antenna in half and hold it down with a rubber band.
I noticed that too. All right, Charlie. I go back to the listening mode. Hopefully I'll be around next week and be able to jump on, or maybe if there's any changes. I usually try and listen on the UHF once or twice a week if I can. So with that, I'll say 7-3, and I'll return it back to you. This is K2ATF in Brooklyn, 7-3 all.
Comment?
W-H-R-S-Q-Q.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I saw something on radio reference earlier today. I checked a little while ago, and it was not yet updated. But Hoboken is in the process of changing their frequencies because of rebanding. Supposedly, they're supposed to do the changeover by next Tuesday. So, if you go into the radio reference section for New Jersey, you look at Hoboken PD, somebody's supposed to be posting the new frequencies. Allegedly, they are simulcasting right now. I can hear them here. They're up in the 855 and 856, so they're a little bit weak, but I can't hear them here in Elmwood Park. Any of you who listen to Hoboken might want to put those new frequencies in once they become available.
Well, typically, Bob, what's going on is that any of them that are in the 866-869 range currently are being shifted 15 megahertz lower. So anyone that had 866 becomes now 851. So, you know, State Police did that about a month or two ago. I know there's some chatter that Nassau County is going to be switching down soon as well. So this is, you know, somebody had to move first, and Nextel had to vacate. In fact, we discussed this last week or the week before. Judge told Nextel, we don't care what your delays are, do it now, because you have to have this done by June. So I think we're going to see a lot of movement in the E-800, especially when it comes to law enforcement. Hey, that might be it. I'll make note of that. We'll see if they just shift them down. The only that I've seen is Passaic, New Jersey. They changed their frequencies. Oh, it's got to be 6 or 8 months ago. But not a whole lot of rebanding information going on, so we'll see what happens. Interesting thing, I just tried BC Tools again, Charlie. My adapter runs on COM port 4. I used the option to detect scanner automatically, and it found it, but on COM port 5. So, though the numbers don't agree, the program is talking to the radio that way. I just had one other comment. I programmed in the New York Metro 21 system, and I was plenty strong here, but, I mean, there's, like, no activity on there, and I generally don't listen to it. Is this a vaporware system, or is there anything worth listening to up there? It's been like that for years, Bob. My frequency system, one channel is always beta, and sometimes you hear surveillance units for narcotics, sometimes for organized crime, sometimes you hear units checking in from the State Parks Department here in New York City. You hear the cars that support the state courts in the city doing a roll call check-in at 8 o'clock in the morning and at midnight. But you don't hear a lot of traffic. I mean, you might hear some stuff this weekend, as we did with Optel 2000. The state Marine Division and Parks Division got some talk groups active on there while everybody else was going crazy between the Coast Guard and OEM and whatnot. I know when they had some pro golfing tournament upstate in Westchester, I think it was last year or the year before, a whole bank of talk groups was inactive just for the police department, the state police department, for that golf tournament.
KC2FLH.
Recognize. Yeah, I put that in. The other thing I put in is Westchester. And the other thing is there's some fire activity on here, but that's it. I have one other question before you pick up the other station. I had Port Authority programmed in, and, you know, and it worked fine. And I looked up on a radio reference and actually found additional frequencies, and they had what I understood to be alternate sites. They had one for JFK. They had one still listed as World Trade Center. So I put the extra sites in, but there is, like, no traffic up there. And I'm just curious if you know anything what that's about. I mean, are they extra PAPD or Port Authority sites that they've never activated, or why are they up on radio reference?
Well, it's probably the same ones I have on my website, Bob. The ones at the World Trade Center were used as a low-power heater. So we had one station that would check into the net whenever he was home. He lived in the World Financial Center area, Battery Park City, and he didn't hear anything when he was home. It was probably only active during, like, construction and whatnot as they were cleaning things out. From what I understand, they, like, fill in frequencies for rough spots, like the Holland Tunnel's got a couple, and JFK's got a couple. They use it as part of the trunk system or as a standalone? I don't know. I don't have any details on that. But I don't think they'd be that powerful for you to hear JFK. Chances are it's only a low power thing that handles the airport.
I programmed them in and there was absolutely nothing on there in a 48-hour period, so I just took them out. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's wasted resources in the radio. And it's fine, but I've been busy, like I say, the last week using Excel in conjunction with Utel, and it really makes programming the radio much easier. So, okay, your station. Nothing you want to email, by the way.
WA2SQQ.
Hey, Bob, for a radio that can handle 3,000 to 6,000 memory locations, putting in an extra 5 wouldn't kill me. Okay, Phil, KC2FYH, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw out a reminder when you guys were talking about the 800 before. New York City Transit uses the 800s for TSS, Train Service Supervisors. They issue them to the TSSs. The 800s, they seem to be holding up pretty good. They seem to be like good radios. I haven't heard of any problems with them. And the 900s are also doing good as well.
Oh yeah, the Transit Authority system is both theirs and the one they took over from DOT. The other buses up at 900, they tend to work pretty good. Problem is whenever I'm riding a bus, you know, if the bus is more than a few years old, sometimes it develops problems picking up the signal. especially out here on Staten Island, and you notice it more in the spring as the leaves start coming out on the trees and it's raining, and all of a sudden that tiny little wavelength for 800 megahertz gets gobbled up, and you get this crackly, staticky signal, you know, the announcements when you ride the bus. But for the most part, this system works fine. And they're not going to be changing frequencies because where they have their frequencies is 800 band. They don't have to move. They're not part of that whole rebanding process. You know, the first thing is to get all the law enforcement off of 866, 869, shoved in the bottom part of the band. And those that are sitting in 856, 860, you know, if they want to move, that's one thing, but they don't have to move. So I don't think there's any changes there.
Copy that. Any for that information. Have you heard anything on the move from GHF to UHF transit for both TV and transit noise?
Sorry, a little noisy on that one, Phil. What about PD?
Yeah, I'm just curious if you heard anything on transit and TD moving over to UHF from VHF in transit.
Well, there was some simulcasting done, and that's what Todd was saying, that sometimes they work on it, sometimes they don't. But eventually it's going to happen, because it's on this list for the new EMS radio layout, is to have the transit police on UHF.
Yeah, copy that. Thanks for the information. I'll be listening to KC2FYH.
Okay. Let's see. KC2TAT, did you have any traffic tonight? I want you to introduce yourself to the group. Nothing else on the email, Bob?
No, I just checked it again, nothing.
Okay, with that, we'll say 7-3, and we'll catch everybody next week. Hopefully, with all the sleeping activities, get to hear some things, whether it be the air show at Long Island and all the practice stuff that's going on over the next couple of days, or the ships, or the heightened security that's in the area. There's plenty of stuff to listen to. Most of the common frequencies that you're going to hear for the various things, just go to my website, go to Radio Reference, you'll find everything, whether it be all the maritime stuff, including the new layout for all the Coast Guard CG channels. They're doing away with the land channels that come out with this CG series. So that's on the Marine page on my website. A lot of the aircraft stuff, the updates to fire and EMS and all the police stuff are on there. And I've got some quite interest in federal, so we're still debating what to do with that. So check out the stuff, get on the message boards, ask frequencies, ask questions on frequencies, read what's already there, and compile your information. Just have fun this weekend. You will have a lot to listen to. And let us know if you find anything new. So 7-3, catch you next week, and 4 will be clear.